Because we had four different speakers, two in the morning, two right here, and I know God's going to use them in a mighty way. So I'm going to have Alan come on up and stand beside me. This is Alan. Will you welcome him to the stage? I'm going to borrow that mic just for a second, and then I'll pin it back on you, okay? All right. So Alan is one of our teens that's been with us for a long, long time. And I know God uses him greatly. He's overcome many obstacles in life with learning and different things. And how old were you before you started talking, buddy? What age were you when you started talking full sentences? You remember?
Five.
You know, he's brought great hope into our lives because he's a great illustration and reminder that God brings through that voice. And so I know God's going to use him in a mighty way, but we're going to sign on and they're going to count us in. And I'm going to introduce him online to who he is. And then I'm going to turn it over to him. While they're doing that, will you just bow your heads and bow your hearts and let's get ready to go. Just kind of pray for Alan. Pray that your heart's receptive. To those of you that are joining us online today, this is our second live stream. This is Alan. He's going to be preaching for us. I pray that you'll open your hearts and just be ready to let God speak through him into your life. But we're going to pray, and then I'm going to turn it over to him. My voice is going to cut out on audio as I pray, and he mics this up. And so let's pray. God, we just come to you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for all that you've given us. We thank you for this opportunity. God, I pray that you'll take any nerves or any distractions that the enemy may throw at Alan, that you'll give him a fluent tongue, that you'll speak with authority through him, and may our hearts be open to receive from you what you have from us today. You are a good God, and God, we are just so blessed to see youth raising up, not waiting and not delaying their service for you, but stepping out in faith today. And so I pray that you'll reward them, but God, even greater, use them. Your words, nobody else's, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here you go.
So before I begin, I want to say that all the kids that were up here, whether playing drums or greeting, to pray for them, because I know I've been distracted. I've been attacked all week long before this, and I was I'm probably going to be attacked after this, but be praying for all of us because it's going to be hard. So go to, in your Bibles, where is it? Matthew 28:18-20. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given you all authority." Go to 18 first. So, then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you all ways to the end of all age." I went a little fast, sorry. But, so go back to 19, verse 19. It says, "Therefore go and make disciples." So today, the lesson I will be teaching is discipleship. And so what does disciple mean? In the Bible, a disciple is not only who someone believes in Jesus, but also lives in his name throughout his life. So today I want to go over, imagine three people on the stage right now. Imagine a Paul, a Barnabas, and a Timothy. What do I mean by Paul? Find someone who is willing to teach you the things of God correctly. Not what he wants you to learn, but what God is trying to teach you. So basically find like a coach who's willing to teach you all these things. So when Paul traveled all around to find, you can create new churches, and he had a crew with him. He had Barnabas, Silas, and Timothy. Timothy was one of the ones, and Paul saw potential in Timothy, so he decided to teach him, and he decided to teach him for many of years. And in 1 Corinthians 11:1, It says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. And then what I mean by Barnabas, Barnabas' actual name was Joseph, but he got named Barnabas because he went, Barnabas in Hebrew means son of encouragement. So throughout his entire life, he literally encouraged fellow believers. So he literally got his name, Barnabas, because he just went around encouraging people. It's pretty cool. But so find a Barnabas. Find a best friend who is willing to not only love you, but to tell you the truth no matter what. So find a best friend, because in the Bible, without Joseph, there probably wouldn't have been a Paul, because one of the stories, I think it was in 2 Timothy, but one of the stories, Paul was afraid to go preach, but Barnabas, Joseph, was encouraging him, and he ended up preaching that service with Joseph. And in Acts 13:2-7, the two men made a powerful team. They were known as Paul and Barnabas. There it is. And in Galatians 6:2, we are told to bear one another's burdens. So when you have a best friend, you share one another's burdens, one another's secrets, so that you can learn and grow from each other. Okay? And what do I mean by Timothy? Timothy. So in John 14:13, it says, now that I am your Lord and teacher, I have washed your feet, now also wash one another's feet. So since you were fed by Paul, now go find a Timothy so you can feed Timothy, so that you can disciple to someone else. It can be older, it can be younger, it really don't matter. Just find someone to give your wisdom by God to. So
go back.
Timothy was following Paul and learning how to be Christ in everything he was doing. They wanted to go. They went to missions together. And in 2 Timothy 2:1, you then, my son, be strong in grace that is in Jesus Christ. He's referring because when you're following Jesus, it's not going to be easy at all. Like, it's going to take a lot of God's strength to be able to do what he wants you to do. So Paul is reminding Timothy in 2 Timothy to always rely on Christ, not on your own pride or your own wisdom or your own physical strength, but to... but to rely on God's strength. Anyways, but because he said that, Paul is telling Timothy to train like an athlete or a hard farmer. When he tells him to train, to be trained not physically, but train mentally, train emotionally, train spiritually with the Bible. Okay, so use this to learn. But in that verse, he's also saying to, are you willing to endure challenges to accomplish a greater goal? So like that athlete training all for 4 years for the Olympics to win that gold medal. Or that farmer who's harvesting he's plowing and all that farmer stuff. is he willing to keep going to get all to plow and have his own food? So, or like Jesus committed to God, he endured all that pain to the Romans to allow the foundation of Christian life, hope, like to allow hope in our lives because he went through all that pain so that we don't have to. So in 2 Timothy 2:11 through 13, it says this. Yeah, I think I have the right verse. Maybe not. Let me get my Bible first. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so. Yeah, this is a trustworthy saying. If we die in him, we also live with him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. So go back to the 11. What I got from these verses was when it says when we die or when we endure, we are taking the risks of being or of trusting Jesus in what he wants us to do. So, and then next verse, it says, are we, if we endure hardships, are we willing to trust Jesus and what he wants us to do? And then it says, we will reign with him. God promises life and vindication in our lives if we are willing to endure those things. And then it says, go back. If we deny him, meaning for those who reject him, he will deny us. He will deny everybody who denied him. And go to the next verse. It says, even though we are unfaithful, he will always be there for you, no matter what. So, like it says, for he cannot deny who he is. So, in closing, I wanted to say, find a Paul, find a Barnabas, and find a Timothy. Find someone who's going to teach you about the Word of God. Find someone who's going to go with you when you go to preach or help greet somebody. Just find someone who's going to tell you the truth no matter what. And then find someone to disciple to. That's what I got.
Amen. That's a powerful, powerful truth. You know, every one of us, thank God, how many of you were led to Christ by someone? Someone came and shared Jesus with you. Would you slip your hand up? How many of you had that happen? All right, whether it be through a church or a friend. You know what happened to Paul stepped into your life and poured into you. You know, how many of you have had that friend that's kind of encouraged you and kept you going? You know, and the Bible says we have a friend like Jesus. No greater love have a man than this, and a man laid down his life for his friends. We have a closer than a brother relationship with Christ. In other words, Christ is always there, but other people, man, it's good when they're there. How many of you have ever had that person that you poured into? That one that you said, okay, you know what? I'm going to give you what I know, the knowledge, the wisdom that God has given me. So we need those things. And what a powerful sermon. I'm going to check his notes later to see if he wrote in to flex. All right. And I'll check on that. All right. You know, I flex so many times and, you know, my shirt doesn't even move. It's almost like he pops up there and there it is. Well, great job. Great job, Alan. Now, this is his brother. All right. So we're making this a family thing. All right. This is Robbie. And please just bear with the projectors. They're getting overheated. So stay right there on the screen. You'll be able to get it or pull out your Bibles. Robbie, come on up here. All right. Let's introduce you. All right. And get you ready to go. All right. This is Robbie, all right? Robbie just played the piano just a little bit ago, and I know God's using this family and growing them greatly, and I want you to pray for him. Let's get ready to see what God's laid on his heart. Are your hearts open? You ready? You excited? All right, Robbie, here, hold this close and lay it on him, okay?
Hey. All right. First, I want to say is God really been over my life because he's really been watching over me a lot. Because for like a year, maybe 3 years ago, I started up pornography in my life. And it tore me down. But about a month ago, I'm clean now. I gave it to God. And finally. I figured that out when I read in Ephesians 6:16. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Go back. There we go. The fiery arrows of my life was that. The stuff that I shouldn't be looking at. And I finally figured out that I needed to pick up the shield of faith. Believe in God. Stop him in his path trying to fight me. But what is faith? In Hebrews it says, it is the confidence that we hope for that will happen. It gives us hope for what we cannot see. What God shows in our life. Let's see. Noah in the ark. He had to believe in himself and in God. Because if he wouldn't have built that boat many years before it happened, there would be the flood that killed almost everyone. So we have to have that faith. Wrong page. Nope, there it is. Faith is believing that God will protect you and trusting that he will always be there. Hebrews 11:33. By faith, these people are overthrew their kingdoms, ruled with justice, and receive what God has promised them. They shut the mouths of lion. They quench the flames of fire. They escaped the death of the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength because of the strong. They became strong in the battle, put the whole armies into flight. By faith. Faith in God. They were outnumbered in fights. David and Goliath. David was so small compared to Goliath. But in the end, he still had the faith that God would get them through that. That he would conquer Goliath. And I have conquered my Goliath in my life, and that was the addiction that I had. But think, if you're in the battle of God, do you really think you're going to win with just a shield on you? You have to have some way to attack. So that's what the word is. The word of the Spirit. Sword of the Spirit. Back to Ephesians 6:17. Ah, there. Put the salvation helmet, and then take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With these, pray because you will be attacked. So use these. So pray. Pray with God. In the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert. That means Satan will attack you with those arrows at any time. So stay alert as best as you can and be persistent. Take the sword of the Spirit. It's somewhere in Romans 7:7. I don't have the verse yet, but God's word will tell you the right thing. Because without it, I wouldn't be standing here. We wouldn't be knowing what to say. God loves all of us, and he just loves all of us. And I can't. That's one reason why I love Reckless Love. He uses Reckless Love in my life because especially after my father didn't really leave, but he just kind of dropped out. But he uses, every time when I play the word Reckless Love, I get emotional because I have love in my life that anything that I don't accept it, he still will. I'm thankful for that. So use the sword and the shield. The sword is for attacking back at Satan so he will back away. He loves you. So just use the shield to stop and then use the sword to attack. Read into his word, because if you don't, you have nothing to attack with. This, it says in the Bible that you should build your life on this. This should be your cornerstone. Jesus, the word of God. So you need this in your life. Read it. Study it. Make for sure. In closing, God really, I wouldn't be here right now but I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for the faith and the word of God. I would still be in pornography. I wouldn't even probably be here at this service right now. But God loved me, changed me into the man I am today. If you knew me about 3 years ago when I started doing it, I was probably like this tall. Yeah, I was that small. And then God changed me to what I am now over the year, a year. And I realized that because I started getting closer to God. And then I gave my life to him, but I was still in pornography. I never figured out what I really needed, and that was him, his word. So I beg you, because if you're in somewhere lost, if you're feeling like you're down, if you feel like nothing can bring you up, this will. It felt like I hit rock bottom, and it hurt. I cried every day. But this brought me back up. I built on it. So just, if you have something, anything in your life, please give it to him. And he will give you his shield and his sword so you can attack back at Satan. Thank you. Jesus loves everyone.
All right, listen, you know, where's Alan? Alan, come back, hang out with me up here real quick. Robbie, you stand here too. You know, it's not easy to stand up here in front of everybody and share, especially at their age. Matter of fact, if I were to call on you to do it, you'd have some great anxieties. And I'm proud of both of you and what you allowed God to do in your life. You know, I think they've brought out some very sobering thoughts, and I think it's things that we need to reflect on, whether you're at home or here. And in there, it's, you know, who are you mentoring and who are you being mentored by? Whose life is being encouraged and whose life is being built because you're pouring into them? Then it follows up, hey, what in your life has weakened because you haven't brought faith into it? You haven't brought God's word into it. And what could be strengthened today? What battles could you be winning if you were standing in faith in God? Not faith in yourself, but faith in God and in the truth of his word. We've been saying lately, it's hard to de-arm the enemy when you're going into battle unarmed. It's hard to take back what Satan is stealing and what the enemy is taking from you if you don't have your shield and you don't have your weapon. And God has given us his truth. And today, because of his truth, we can be anything. We can be everything that God intended for us to be. All right, and so we're going to spend a moment in reflection. I'm going to say goodbye to online, but I want y'all to spend a moment in worship.